transmitiendo para el mundo entero. Desde Los Ángeles, California, esta es QNN, la cadena de noticias Quesada.
Muy buenas noches tengan todos ustedes. Les saluda Eduardo Quesada Escandón desde un lugar del sur de California. No estamos en Los Ángeles, pero esa es la presentación de mi hermano Fernando Escandón. Esta es QNN, nos dice, pero también es syndicatednews.net. syndicatednews.net. Y me acompaña Ruti Ditucci. Buenas noches, Ruti.
Buenas noches, ¿cómo están todos?
Pues acá estamos bien. Yo estoy en Colorado, tú estás en Florida, y Roberto Argüello se encuentra en California. ¡Qué felicidad! ¿No te parece?
Y el CEO de syndicatednews.net, el señor John McEwen, se encuentra con Eduardo en Colorado.
Exacto, sí, él tendrá tiene dos shows, uno aquí en Colorado el sábado y otro en Denver el domingo.
Así exacto.
Que a ver si tenemos la oportunidad de ir a verlo, porque yo sé que tiene un show muy 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 alegre, muy atractivo con su guitarra, con su banjo. Estaba viendo videos de él en YouTube, es un experto en el banjo.
Él tiene varios Grammys.
Buenísimo, y nosotros tocamos su música, ¿verdad? Tengo yo otra presentación aquí de News at Nine también, con la música de John McEwen.
Sí, casi toda, bueno, la mayoría de la música que usamos para las presentaciones en syndicatednews.net son de John McEwen. A veces son de sus hijos, porque él tiene otra banda que es él cantando con su hijo Jonathan McEwen y su otro hijo Nathan McEwen. Y ese grupo se llama McEwen Sessions. Una música fenomenal.
Lindo. Okay, and let's mention once and for all, ¿cómo se dice de una vez por todas? Let's mention that this is a bilingual show.
Ah, yes. Yes, we have to tell you that this is a bilingual show. Let's see if Robert's here with us.
Yes,
you know why?
I
know
I am here.
There's Roberto. I noticed that one time, like the other night, we were broadcasting, and some people that come in and listen to us in Spanish. So if we make it bilingual, maybe we will try to keep them longer, right?
Curiosamente, sí. Hace muchos años atrás, en una estación de radio aquí en Los Ángeles, es Radio Cali, estaba un señor que se llamaba Chico Sesma. Y Chico Sesma tocaba Sesma en aquellos años música de salsa, música tipo, vamos, movidita, pero él hablaba tanto en inglés como español. Luego lo acompañó Pepe Peña, años más tarde, cuando Chico Sesma se fue de Radio Cali. Entonces Pepe Peña más o menos tenía un programa similar. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I was telling Eduardo that here in Los Angeles, in a radio station that's called, and still in existence, had a program that was bilingual. They had a lot of salsa music, and his name was Chico Sesma, and he actually did the program both in English and Spanish. And, of course, you know, a lot of people who actually do listen to us, some of them are learning English, some of them want to pick up on English, and some of them want to do also Spanish. Being that Spanish is a language that is just all over the globe, we have the opportunity of reaching not only hundreds but thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Anyhow, that was my input. So let's go on with the program.
Roberto, I can tell you're kind of happy.
I am always happy, especially since I.
But you sound happier tonight.
Yes, you get a lot of I am happy. I'm drinking my Organo Gold coffee. That's what keeps me up really, really sparkling, really sparkling.
Okay, let me hear a commercial. I haven't heard a commercial of Organo Gold in English, with the phone number included. Hello, Roberto.
Yes, escucho.
Okay, why don't you tell our audience about your Organo Gold?
Okay, I will. Do you want me to do that right now, or when we come back from the commercial, or is the commercial?
Excellent.
Well, let me tell all of you, you know, that the idea of talking to you at, you know, about the coffee itself, it's because Organo Gold in itself is a coffee that is, I don't know how to explain it to you, but just to tell you, it's a marvelous cup of coffee. And above all, this coffee does not give you any anxiety, it does not give you any palpitations, and it does not give you any acidity. You would probably ask yourself, why not? Mainly because caffeine is basically something that will always cause you some kind of excitement, some kind of an emotion. But this coffee does give you the emotion, but it does not give you that excessive emotion. Why? Because instead of being acid, it is alkaline. That's the trick. Now, why would it become alkaline? Because they have been able to fuse it with a plant called Ganoderma lucidum. Anybody who's listening can go to the internet, check it out, especially in Wikipedia. There's more than 3 million citations of it. And you're going to find out that there is a person who has been able to combine magically, if you will, the Ganoderma with the coffee. You can't see it, you can't smell it, and you can't taste it. You taste the coffee, which is great. It's from the Brazilian crops passed on to Indonesia, where they bring the Ganoderma from China and they mix it, bring it up to Vancouver, Canada, and then that is imported into the United States. The coffee is fantastic. But when you go to the internet and you put, for example, Ganoderma lucidum, you are going to find out some of the most amazing things that this coffee does. I won't go over and tell it to you over the air because I don't want to have nobody say, well, Robert told me this so that we could actually try to purchase the coffee. No, go to the internet, find out by yourself what is Ganoderma lucidum. Ganoderma is spelled G-A-N-O-D-E-R-M-A. And lucidum, just put Ganoderma. You don't have to put the lucidum. Put Ganoderma, and you're going to find out for yourself. Now, if you want to find out some more, I'll be more than glad to share information with you. You can call me at 818-280-9528. Now, Ruthie's already drinking the coffee. Eduardo's drinking the coffee. And I'm having my cup of coffee right now as we speak. Anyhow, that was my apportation to the Organo Gold coffee.
All right. That's wonderful, Roberto. Nice.
Well, thank you.
Qué bonito es escuchar inglés, español al mismo tiempo. Parece que estoy en mi casa con mis hijos.
Oye, ¿tus hijos aprendieron? ¿Tus hijos han aprendido a hablar tanto el español como el inglés?
Ajá. Los míos sí. Pero
también los míos. Es importante de que los padres de familia que tienen precisamente la habilidad de poder comunicarse en castellano, que sus hijos que están creciendo en este país de los Estados Unidos o en algún país que hablan más inglés, que sería Inglaterra obviamente, si tienen la oportunidad que también compartan no solo la cultura, sino que también el idioma. Importantísimo, entre más idiomas domine una persona, mucho mejor puede comer pan en varios países.
Bueno, ¿alguna otra cosa quieres agregar, Ruthie, antes de que entre
no.
yo en las noticias?
Okay, I have to speak slowly. Is that better?
Un poco mejor.
It's not so much that you have to speak slowly. It suena garrasposo, como garrasposo.
Yeah, we don't have the very best equipment. You have to realize that that company, Blog Talk Radio, it, not that it doesn't have good equipment, it does, but it so quickly. What are those dishes? Are those cups and saucers I hear?
Pero me,
no, I'm not cooking today.
Serving coffee already. That's what it is.
Oye, Ruthie, pero
yes.
Cuando hablo yo se escucha más o menos en otras partes del mundo nos están escuchando más claramente que lo que escucho yo de aquí para allá. Porque es como una llamada telefónica, pero quizás el micrófono se oye diferente en China o en Australia o no sé.
Bueno, ¿qué es ese papel? ¿Quién está jugando con un papel?
Yo no me estoy moviendo para nada.
Roberto, ¿qué tú haces? Estás comiendo Tootsie Roll.
ruido de
estoy haciéndome una segunda taza de café Organo Gold.
Chicos,
me disculpan, pero me acaba de llegar mi invitado, un invitado muy especial, y voy a tener que atenderlo, pero yo quisiera acompañarlos. Les agradezco mucho que me hayan invitado brevemente, pero voy a tratar de entrar un poco más tardecito, ¿eh?
Qué bueno que hiciste el comercial, qué bueno que lo hiciste ya.
Qué lindo.
Claro.
Okay. Buenas noches, Roberto.
Gracias, hasta luego.
Entonces, señoras y señores, Ruthie, estamos tú y yo.
Ajá.
Vamos a hablar, mira, es que...
Wait a minute.
Sí, sí.
¿No te das cuenta de algo? Don't you notice something?
A ver, déjame ver. ¿En dónde? ¿En la pantalla?
No, listen very carefully. Once he got off the phone, all the noise stopped.
Oh, se acabó. Sí, creo que él tenía una conexión medio borrascosa.
Sí, pero no era de aquí, es de allá.
Era de allá. De California anda con problemas de comunicación.
Everywhere. Oye, because the hurricane has affected the infrastructure everywhere.
Ya, yo creo que sí. Pues Ruthie, te decía que faltan 5 días para las elecciones. Ya sabes que el sábado y el domingo, más bien el domingo, Roberto Argüello y yo tenemos un programa, y tú también estás ahí con nosotros, un
That's
programa
right.
dedicado Nothing. Completamente a las elecciones que se realizarán el martes siguiente, el de noviembre. Y en ese programa, Roberto y yo estaremos preguntando a la gente que quiera participar, que nos diga por quién van a votar, si es que ya se decidieron, y por qué. Eso es todo. El domingo, un programa súper especial para la gente que pues es ciudadana, que está registrada para votar, y de una vez les pedimos que por favor, si no lo han hecho, ya tienen que haberse registrado, pero hay que votar, aunque sea por correo, pero hay que participar en estas elecciones. Mire, esta nota que tengo aquí de Argentina. Argentina ya permite a las personas de 16 años a votar. ¿Qué les parece? Redujo la edad de votar a 16 años y quienes apoyan la medida dicen que coloca a Argentina en línea con naciones como Ecuador y Brasil, donde ya permiten a las personas de 16 años votar en las elecciones. Los legisladores de Argentina votaron por abrumadora mayoría a favor de bajar la edad de 18 a 16, votaron por 131-2, y la oposición dice que la ley ayudará a la presidenta Cristina Fernández a atraer el voto de los jóvenes antes de las elecciones de medio periodo el próximo año. Quienes apoyan la medida dicen que coloca a Argentina, pues ya lo dije, en línea con naciones como Ecuador y Brasil, y se anticipa que esta nueva ley agregue a más de 1 millón de nuevos votantes a los registros electorales. Ojalá que en México también suceda y en otros países, jóvenes, pues puedan contar. Y tengo una historia muy curiosa, muy simpática. Una señora puso en YouTube un video de una niña de 4 años de edad. Ella se llama Abigail Evans, es de Colorado. Esto ocurrió aquí en Colorado. Su madre se llama Elizabeth, de 27 años, y puso el video en YouTube porque la niña salió o bajó del automóvil llorando, diciendo Bronco, porque los Broncos, ya saben que el equipo de fútbol es de Colorado, los Broncos de Colorado. Pero ella dice Bronco Obama en Mitt Romney. Entonces, este es un video de 22 segundos de esta niña de 4 años, y lo tengo. Aquí tengo el audio, tengo el sonido para que lo escuchen. Está en inglés, claro. Y te lo voy a permitir. Bueno, después que salga, que lo escuchen, Ruthie puede comentar. Pero quería decirles que en esta historia, la señora dice que estaba llorando. La niña venía en el vehículo y escuchan radio pública, ¿no? La radio pública. Pero además de eso, dice que siempre está hablando de Obama y del presidente Mitt Romney. Entre otras cosas, dijo que Mitt Romney is a bad guy who just wants money and wants to be the president. Entonces, esta precoz niña... A ver, aquí tengo el sonido para que lo escuchen, y si no lo escuchan bien, me dicen y lo vuelvo a poner porque está muy cortito. Así que aquí está la niña Abigail Evans, de 4 años. Escuchen.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay. Oh. No, si le vieran la cara a esta niña con lágrimas, pero así a chorros, le saliendo de su espejo.
Y en CNN la vimos cada 5 minutos. Fue increíble. Yo pensé que quizás era una sobrina de alguien que trabajaba en CNN.
Pero qué tragedia. Y lo curioso es, Ruthie, que si es cierto, la niña es como es el reflejo de todos nosotros. Que
pues claro.
Es que son muchos comerciales los que salen. Yo prendo la computadora y quiero ver un video y lo primero que aparece es un comercial de política.
Nosotros no hacemos comerciales aquí porque no es necesario.
Todavía no. ¿Qué es eso?
Esta es mi cara. Estoy echando el azúcar en mi café Organo Gold.
Oh. Okay. Aunque okay, voy a bajar. A ver, ¿te me fuiste? No te oigo bien.
Estás usando ambient. Are you using the speakers from your computer, perhaps? Porque te oyes como que estás lejos.
Okay, let me.
You're not wearing your headset, are you?
I'm using.
I know you're not wearing your headset. I can hear the difference.
I'm using my cellular. I'm gonna put this on. Okay. How is that? That better?
Did you? No. See, I can hear you fine. I can hear you.
Okay. Pero ese ruido no sé qué era, no sé de dónde salió.
Porque ese fui yo, con mi cuchara y mi taza. Ese era el ruido.
Ok, entonces we're going to put this audio again. Because it's too short. And I'm going to lower the volume a little bit para que no se vicie. Ok, so I'm just going to one little hair lower. No, not much. Because it was too loud at the beginning. Ok, here's Abigail Evans, de 4 años de edad. Escuchen lo que dice.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
Y las lágrimas.
Y lo curioso, lo curioso, Ruthie, es que no ven televisión. Dice, we don't watch TV or anything in our house. Pero escuchan en la radio cuando discuten. O sea, escuchan radio en donde están hablando. La niña, pues claro, pone mucha atención a lo que dicen. Y lo curioso es que dicen Bronco.
Yo no le creí a la mamá cuando dijo eso.
De que no ve televisión.
Right, I didn't believe it.
Sí, hay gente que la está criticando. There's a lot of criticism. They're blaming the parents, but I don't know.
I really didn't believe she didn't watch TV. I didn't believe that.
Okay, well, on radio there's always discussion on election. Kids pick up everything. Los niños.
Are you on speakerphone? Are you on speakerphone?
No, I am. No, I have. I have my cellular. No, I don't.
Okay, it sounds like you're calling from another planet.
Is this
We're going to have to go to your house and examine your equipment, see what's going on there.
Okay, so I don't have a landline.
Oh, that's right. You're in the mountains where this is an exceptional week. This is not normal. This is different.
The signal here for Verizon is kind of shaky.
Where are you? On a mountain or a retreat?
At the foot of the highest mountain in Colorado, Pikes Peak.
Really? What are you doing there? Are you vacationing? Are you working? What are you doing?
Well, I own this house here, and I come here and relax, unwind.
Colorado.
Aquí. Pregúntale a John McEwen cómo es Colorado Springs.
He loves it there. He loves performing there. His sons love it too.
It's muy relajante. You should Google one if you have time.
I have Googled it. It's not for me.
Put Manitou Springs.
It's not for me. There are no palm trees. There's no beach. No, thank you.
Cierto. Y no hay nada que hacer aquí, más que caminar, andar en bicicleta, montar a caballo, ir a pescar, caminar. Pero
I said it's like knitting.
Like what?
Tejiendo. Es igual que aprender a tejer.
A tejer. No, mira, Manitou Springs es conocido por sus manantiales. En la época de cuando los indígenas llegaron aquí al pie de la montaña, hay esos manantiales, que es agua que emana de la tierra, pero son aguas, hacían sodas, bebidas aquí, bebidas con mucho mineral, agua mineral, muchos minerales.
Ah.
Entonces, hay diferentes fuentes. Mi favorita es la Shoshone, de los indios Shoshone. Y el contenido de zinc, de manganeso, de magnesio, todos los minerales habidos y por haber, ahí los contiene el agua. Es más, tú pones una taza y se torna blanca una vez que te tomas el agua, de tanto calcio. Entonces, yo me estoy tomando una taza diaria, y me siento muy bien el cuerpo, siento que respondo muy bien, me da más energía. No sé qué tan verdaderos es, pero vengo, me tomo mi agüita por unas 4 semanas y me regreso a California. Ese es uno de mis...
One of your pastimes.
Sí, exacto. Estaba leyendo aquí que Obama se definió hoy como... Para darle más información de política, a ver si no alguien graba otra que diga... Barack Obama o Bronco Obama, ya estoy cansado. Pero se define como el candidato del cambio. Esta noticia viene desde Los Ángeles, California. Apareció en aztecanoticias.com y dice que el presidente Obama se definió hoy como el verdadero impulsor del cambio y cuestionó las propuestas de su rival republicano Mitt Romney en un evento en Cheyenne Sports Complex, Las Vegas, donde retomó su campaña electoral. Bueno, dice, soy el verdadero candidato del cambio. Y Obama había suspendido, pues ya saben, durante 3 días su campaña para visitar las zonas afectadas por el huracán Sandy. Como ya lo informamos, en los últimos 3 días, pues dejó más de 80 muertos y miles de damnificados en la costa este de los Estados Unidos. Ruthie Vitucci y un servidor hemos estado informando a nuestro público, y el público ha respondido muy bien, ¿verdad, Ruthie?
Sí.
Hemos tenido, we have had a great, great response from people around the world that have listened to our broadcasts. There was one broadcast for 3 hours we had on Sunday, and it was a lot of people listening to us. It was great.
And you know what they said? They love this Latin music. And they love Yoko La Japonesa Salsera. They love her.
Oh, okay. Why don't we put it again?
Absolutely. We have the choice of Yoko La Salsera, Yoko Averiguadas, Oportunidad, Ya Empezó La Fiesta, La Tirana, o Ritmo. ¿Cuál quieren? What appeals to you? Which one?
Let me check. A mí me gusta cualquiera, porque toda la salsa que canta ella, me encanta.
Such a cutie pie.
¿Sabes qué? A mí lo que me gusta el ritmo, me gusta el movimiento, la energía que tiene cualquier tipo de salsa, y luego los arreglos que tiene ella, la salsera, buenísimo.
Yeah, she's a very good writer. I love her lyrics. A lot of them are just hysterical. Some songs she's gotten from other composers, but many songs she's written herself, and they are marvelously rhymed. I'm very impressed. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's see now. Something from her. Something adorable. Something adorable. Let's see. We want to take our time because there are so many here. We don't want to throw something that's going to be too fast.
Thank you, son. Let me give some headlines. Just headlines. Let's see. Operarán a Vicente Fernández por tumor encontrado en su hígado. George Lucas dona $1,000,000,000 tras la venta de Lucasfilm. Saben que se la vendió a Disney. Aclaman 8,000 fanáticos elegante show de Luis Miguel en Chile. Tiziano Ferro, ya saben quién es, recuerdan de él. Pues está bien, dicen, tras hospitalización. Promueven evento exclusivo en ruinas del Riviera Maya. Pattinson y Stewart, felices por final de Crepúsculo. La vida precoz y breve de Sabina Rivas. Aquí tenía otro headline. Jenny Rivera acusa a tía de chismosa. ¿Ya encontraste canción?
Encontré algo súper importante y súper más interesante.
Okay.
Es una nota por DL Radio 89.7 en Hermosillo, Sonora, México. Sobre el huracán, usaron todas las fotos que les mandamos. Es una nota preciosa y termina con: todavía hay fuegos ardientes de las fugas de gas natural. Hay más de 100 niños que siguen desaparecidos. Hay personas que optaron por ser firme y fuerte y permanecieron en sus hogares y se han rendido y ahora quieren ser rescatados. No esperaban que la devastación de ir en este tiempo. En Virginia ha nevado hasta 4 metros en la parte superior de sus propiedades destruidas. Información proporcionada por nuestros colaboradores en Estados Unidos, John McEwen, CEO, and Ruthie DiTucci, President, www.syndicatednews.net. ¡Qué preciosidad, ¿no?
¿Dónde salió eso?
En el website de la estación.
XHTL.
Lagrandiferencia.com. I will send you the link. Here, let me see.
Okay.
Where are you?
Okay.
Isn't that lovely?
You want to put it on the chat, or you can email it to me.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the chat. I'm going to send it to you right, give it to you right now. What a lovely thing to happen. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, everybody should read that. I just sent saludos on the chat to XHDL. Saludos.
There it is. There, I just sent it to you. It's got, isn't 89. That lovely?
89.7 FM.
Yes, 89.7 FM. La Gran Diferencia. Escuchamos en vivo. You can actually click it and you can listen to them. What fun. And they gave us basically credit for all the material we sent them. Because I said to her, what's going to happen because of public relations and the loss of billions, with a B, billions in tourist trade, Imagine if you're getting so many billion a day from the tourism industry and all of a sudden it stops in a matter of hours. Imagine. Get choque financiero. And that's what they're experiencing. They lost everything in a matter of hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So 89.7, they took our pictures and they made an article of it.
I want to see
beautiful.
It. And the people, you want to see it too.
Yes, I'm going to add it to Blog Talk Radio, absolutely. But here, let me add it here. I just put it on your Skype as a link. That's amazing.
I don't see it.
Okay, well, when you have more facility and more practice with Skype, you'll see it right away. It's usually at the bottom of your message box. But don't worry about it. The point is, they not only used everything we sent them, wrote a beautiful note on it, and then gave us lovely credit. That was just lovely. Because I wanted her to see what was really happening rather than the effects of everyone's fixing it and everybody's is shoveling and everyone's helping out. It's true, it's a recovery. But first, people outside of the United States and the East Coast have to see what actually happened. And what actually happens is horrific. Worse, we have tremendous flooding in Virginia. Add to that 2 to 3 feet of snow, and they still don't have heat. So what's happening is, as the police are knocking on doors to see how people fared during Hurricane Sandy, remember, many adults were allowed to say no, they wanted to stay home, and they're finding a lot of people passed away. It's a serious matter. So where they were saying, oh, we have 30, we have 40, we've lost 50 people, now it's over 150, and there are still hundreds of adults missing. More than 100 children are missing, and many, as the days go by, the families realize, what do you mean Billy's not with you? I thought he was with you. And that's happening with many families. And that's a reality. The losses are immeasurable, and because in those regions you don't have this level of flooding, most people won't buy insurance for a catastrophic flood. That's not something that's normal. And now the insurance companies are saying, this is an act of God. This is not something that we're going to pay. So that's going to be in court for the next 10 years.
Muy cierto, muy cierto.
Amazing.
Radio Nacional S.A. se llama, o se llama...
This is a serious matter. Recuperating the buildings, the water that's going to start building mold, there's that to deal with. Mold is going to be growing in those structures. School buildings are going to suffer from them, and many buildings that you think would not mold up are molding up because they look really good from the outside. But when you start looking at the structure that's never been examined before, you start realizing that a lot of them are not up to code. For example, in Manhattan, a four-story private, illegal, single room, like a single room occupancy, except it was a single room hotel, mostly frequented by men from other countries, and they paid very cheaply because the facilities were very cheap indeed. The entire front of the house, not the building, just the front wall, completely stripped away so that you could see, it looks like a dollhouse. You could see every single floor, the furniture, the bed. You could see everything perfectly, but the front wall is gone. So for all these years that hotel has been there illegally, to now be totally exposed. And they're looking, in discussions, they were looking at the legality. Well, you know what? They're going to look at how many years they've been in operation, not collecting tax, and they're going to want that tax, and they're going to want to recuperate the city. Absolutely. So that's happened. And you've got tourism. Who's going to get on a plane now to go to New York for a vacation? Nobody. And that's not just today or tomorrow. That's going to be for weeks and weeks. Lots of hotels are not ready to serve guests. And if the guests, say, flew into JFK or LaGuardia or even Newark, now that all the airports are open, let's say they got a nice room. Where are they going to go? The streets are devastated. Devastated, and water is mixing with bacteria and sewage. That's a reality. That's happening all over the city. Why would anybody get on a plane and go to New York City now? They wouldn't. And that's going to affect the bottom line. That affects the city's coffers in a very dramatic way. What do you think, Eduardo?
Lo que muchos están preguntando es que, bueno, lo dicen, lo afirman, que no es, nadie está preparado para un desastre de esta naturaleza, porque sí,
no.
Para una tormenta, sí están preparados para lluvias, para nevadas, para huracanes, pero no de esta. Yo jamás había visto que se inundara tantas calles y subterráneos de Nueva York. Yo creo, es más, eso que dices tú, yo creo que ni siquiera se atreven a revelar o a decir qué tan grande o qué tan grandes van a ser los daños, porque no quieren causar pánico entre la población, no quieren causar pues preocupación, ¿no? Porque a mí se me hace que es más feo y más grave de lo que están diciendo. Porque con solo ver esas fotografías que tú publicaste y las que estamos viendo en la televisión, en la internet, con el
sí.
agua que sobrepasa los túneles esos que lo llevan a uno a el metro de Nueva York, tan famoso que es internacionalmente. Y luego, ¿sabes? Ah, estaba viendo un reportaje de la estación donde estaban las torres gemelas, que estaban apenas reconstruyéndolo y que ha quedado tan dañado por las aguas, que son saladas. Pues no, yo le veía la cara del alcalde de la ciudad, no, era el gobernador de Nueva York, pero en su cara se reflejaba más preocupación que la que estaba expresando en la entrevista. O sea, que estaba ocultando algo más grave, pero no me refiero a algo peligroso, sino que las consecuencias, el daño es mayor de lo que nos están diciendo.
Oh, absolutely. They're not going to want to reveal the true losses because they're so devastating. We're talking about people who've never suffered cold, who've never been warm because they flip on the air conditioning, and if they get a little cold, they turn on the heat. They don't even walk their dogs. They have the doorman walk the dog. They've never suffered in any way. And to have all this devastation, we had people that are millionaires who were trapped in their million-dollar apartments. And they had no food. And the usual employee that comes to take care of the home and the property and take care of them couldn't make it because there was no traveling in New York City. And you had people who don't know how to open a can of tuna all alone with nothing to eat.
Mucha gente va a emigrar, va a salir de ahí. Poco a poco se van a ir.
Well, two things that happen. One is good for real estate, and one is bad for the heart. You know, it's heartbreaking. Many people will be so devastated, and because they're in their 60s or 70s, they don't have the wherewithal to rebuild. They're already retired. It's not like they have a full-time job and income where they can just rebuild. And they know that the insurance after the deductible won't give them enough to rebuild what they've already accumulated in maybe, I don't know, 50, 60 years. So they will actually leave and retire down here. They'll come to Florida. They'll become snowbirds. But more importantly, we have to also look at the fact that many properties, because the owners were just devastated and now they're emotionally unable to stay there because of – it's like September 11th. Many people after September 11th left New York City forever. In the same sense, after Katrina, many people left Louisiana never to return. And that happens. But when these people leave all those properties in New York City, there will be someone right there to scoop them all up. I guarantee you. They'll sell right away.
It's
terrible to think that it will be a business boon for something else, for one company. It's a loss for one person, but it's a great, fast quick real estate deal for another. Do you have relatives in New York City or New Jersey?
No, not in New York, no.
I do.
¿Y qué piensan ellos? ¿Qué dicen? ¿Qué te narran? ¿Qué te platican?
The heartbreak was that my cousin Myrna, it's her birthday on Halloween.
Oh.
And every year I think of it and I remember the joy of the day she was born.
Uh-huh.
And she's just a beautiful woman. You know those women that are beautiful inside and out?
Yes.
That's Myrna. She's just a lovely person. She's lovely in every way. And
okay.
She went to work as a teacher. What was that? Were you moving your microphone?
I was moving my... maybe this microphone is working.
Oh, now it's working.
Oh, I was pointed up.
Oh, my goodness. You had it pointed up towards the ceiling, didn't you?
Wow, yeah, because I know that on my computer it doesn't work.
Well, it works beautifully now.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? Now we know for the next show.
Yeah, now we're perfect. We have it. We know what we need for the equipment and everything else. Anyway,
yeah,
my lovely cousin Myrna started out in retail in one of the stores, a retail shop called Victoria's Secret.
Uh-huh.
And she's been there for many years, and she has risen through the ranks. She's an executive now.
Okay.
And I'm so proud of her. And I watch all the family reunions that take place in the New York, New Jersey area, and I see all of them together. It's just beautiful to watch them. But I love to see how she's developed. Just beautiful. She's just so lovely.
Mm.
It's just lovely to see all the relatives together. But to see, you know, she started out with this regular little humble job, and she's really a go-getter, and she's become an executive there. I'm so proud of her. But she was
so
in
she
her
worried?
House.
Is she worried about New York? Is she worried about the future?
I believe her house is in New Jersey, but she operates the flagship store on Fifth Avenue or on 57th Street. I forget, or both. I don't remember. But the point is that she was saying on Facebook, and I was so glad she could get to Facebook, so somewhere there was internet. And she was writing, this is going to be a terrible birthday. And then was taking pictures of her dogs and putting them on Facebook, which entertained us greatly. But we were, you know, you're enjoying the pictures she's posting, but you're worried. Is she eating? Does she have anybody close by? And her brother, he's so cute. Her brother gave her a Facebook message that said, there's electricity at Hotel David or something like that. It was just so sweet. Saying that he could come to her, to his house, you know. It was just lovely. But it was frightening to think, my goodness, you know, I have a loved one in that devastation. And I saw the morning, you know, after I saw the photographs where there were homes adorned with boats. There were boats on the roof of the house. That was amazing. Cars atop a mailbox. You know that a mailbox is at least 5 feet or 5.5 feet tall. And there was a car on top of it.
Wow.
Anyway, here we go. Let's give... we're having a guest come on in.
We have a guest? I don't see it.
Just a moment. They're going to dial right now.
Well, let me also point out that after this show in... about 10 minutes or 12 minutes from now, we're going to start another show with Tony Franco, right? Tony Franco is coming in?
Yes.
Okay. Tony Franco is a radio announcer from Costa Rica, and he's going to be doing the next 2 hours here on syndicatednews.net. Aquí en el programa de Blog Talk Radio, syndicatednews.net, a continuación nos acompañará el compañero Tony Franco de Costa Rica.
Ah, okay, sigue hablando. Yes. Y yo voy a hablar con él un momento para darle las instrucciones en cómo entrar.
Oh, sí. Okay, go ahead.
Un segundo, da unas noticias, pues.
Adelante. adelante, escuché un sonido ahí, estaba explicando a la gente sobre nuestra historia de la niña, que ya está cansada de la política, pero está cansada de Bronco Obama. Bueno, yo me despido, me quedan pocos minutos, pero a continuación estará con ustedes Tony Franco y Ruthie DiTucci. Gracias. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenos días. Ruthie, adiós.
Performing. She has performed in Hiroshima and on the west side of Japan, but this is the first time she's actually performed in Tokyo.